Over the hump day is here and it's almost time. Two more days. And it's Christmas Eve. And then Saturday comes. It's Christmas Day. Hey, welcome to Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here and always thanks for tuning in here. An abbreviated version, very quick version tonight here on Wednesday here, getting ready for the Christmas holiday. Hey, I think I should get some information out here, you know, sports-wise that is. So let me have at it here for a few minutes here. Or so. The Lions injury list will go as follows. Offensive linebacker Julian Wanway, his ankle, no practice. Amani, if I mess up this word, O-R-U-W-A-R-I-Y-E. It spelled his last name. Thumb, no practice. Josh Woods, neck, no practice. Michael Brocker, knee, limited practice. Jonah Jackson, back, limited practice. Caleb Raymond, shoulder, limited practice. Okay, keep going here, okay? Linebacker Jalen Reeves, Mayburn, shoulder, limited practice. Wide receiver Josh Reynolds, thigh, limited practice. Wide running back DeAndre Swift, shoulder, limited practice. Now, there are many other Lions who have not participated. They're under the covert watch there. That's including quarterback Jeff Goff of the Detroit Lions. Will he make that particular two tests to be able to play on Sunday? We don't know. But they're getting Ball and company ready for the fall in case Jeff Goff is not available for action there. Again, the Lions covert list is extensive. I'm not even going to talk about it here. Let's just hope by Saturday or Sunday, certain parties are well, or we have the same old song and dance. The Lions got to step up to the next man. As you know, the Lions won this past Sunday. They'll give the NFC playoff-bound contenders a real run for their money. They play Atlanta this upcoming Sunday, a day after Christmas, of course. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers, defensive end Cameron Jordan of the New Orleans Saints, and kicker Riley Patterson of the Detroit Lions for special teams are the offensive and defensive players of the week and special teamers. Congratulations to them. For the AFC, the list is as follows. The Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, Colts Darius Leonard, and the Texans defensive back Tre'Mont Smith were named players of the week for week 15 for the AFC, offensively, defensively, and special teams, in that order. I just thought you need to know. This past Monday, okay, I asked a question to Mark Yule and getting some information about Oxford. And if you did not hear the show, the 2021 calendar year has some exciting opportunities to support Oxford statewide in the sports community. The schools are taking part, as many as asked, especially the spectators and coaches and teachers and everybody across the state, to wear apparel as part of Oxford Strong sporting events at the school during February there. Oxford will be doing that, and many other teams throughout the state of Michigan is going to contribute. The organizers have designated Friday, February the 4th, as a day for as many schools as possible to be Oxford Strong to make contributions to the statewide outpouring of support for the Wildcats and their community. However, as suspected, many schools will be sponsored Oxford Strong events all throughout the month. And EA Graphics are donating the price of the apparel after cost directly to Oxford High School and its community. T-shirts, for example, cost about $20, and $16.20 is going to be donated to Oxford for each sale. So they're only paying for it a wee bit of maybe the T-shirt there, but the labor and everything else is being all picked up for that, all that $20. They're getting a huge donation poured over to Oxford. They want the state and the community of all high schools and organizations alike, and that's including the teachers of other schools and whatnot, to be Oxford strong. And it should be a very good turnout for this particular, therefore, a well-rounded something to give Oxford some spark after some tremendous things that they have been going through since late November. All of us in the Tigers baseball family were shocked and saddened to learn that first baseman coach Kamara Bartee suddenly passed away on Monday at the age of 49. Now, throughout his time with the organization, both as a player and a coach, and I've seen them both, Kamara was known as a kind soul, but an intense competitor who did his best every day to elevate those around him to do great things. And while the Tiger fans got used to seeing him at first base, Kamara's impact to the ball club of Detroit Tigers went way far and deeper. And he's going to be sorely missed by many of us who have come in contact with him throughout the season. And that has been very limited due to COVID. But we, as a press people, are allowed to go on the field before the game. And every now and then, Bartee will come by and needle the crap out of me here. And I'm going to miss that there. He was always approachable. You can't swallow anything when people just take their time out when they don't have to there. And he was the best of giving up his time and his effort. And he's going to be missed by many and gone too soon. At 49 years old, he passed away on Monday. Our condolences to him, his family members, and the outstanding community who know and support Kamara Bartee at this time here. The Big Ten Conference is proceeding to evaluate forfeiture policy for the conference contests, and that's including whether the contests should be automatically considered a forfeit. The health, safety, and well-being for all the student athletes in our campus communities is the top priority. We will continue to work diligently and collaboratively with the Big Ten Administration, Council, Chancellor's President, and Task Force for Emerging Infectious Disease and the Sports Medicine Committee to determine the next step in dealing with this. Because right now, we're looking at some things that it's going to take place. The NHL has shut it down into at least Christmas or after Christmas, per se, there. The NBA has not announced that they'll be shutting down any game, but there are some games that have been canceled. But as this pandemic raises head, and again, it's exhausting to say that, you know, is it too much to put on a mask? Or is it too much that you get vaccinated? Is the question that's always being raised. And I just hope and pray throughout this these next days before businesses get rough, okay? And say enough is enough and mandate these particular things. Please get out there and do your part. Get vaccinated. If not, please wear a mask. Indoors and maybe outdoors when the crowds are extensively large there, okay? Please do that. We don't want to lose anybody due to this wacky and rabid disease right now there. And then, to add on to this particular, today they were talking, and of course, and I got a couple flags for you there. Today they were talking for about the college championship game, the four teams, and their responsibility to keep their health and well-being up bay, okay, because they're looking at forfeiture of a game. If that particular team cannot get it together and be right to play on the scheduled day, which is the 31st. They also gave that a four-day window if they get noticeable news in time where they can scoot up or scoot back. It's not desperately going to be scooted back. The day's going to be scooted up. But they can't get something together. I do believe January 4th will be the crown deadline. Then that particular team is going to lose out. Now, if it's two teams that just can't play, the particular series that's ongoing, maybe, and for instance, we're looking at Alabama and Cincinnati. If Michigan and Georgia cannot play because of COVID, okay, then the championship game will be Cincinnati and Alabama. And that's vice versa on the other particular as well. Now that one team can't make it, the other team will be declared the winner and wait for the winner of the other particular match. That is what's going on right now. And people are not joking around. Not joking. So hey, boys and girls, we'll wait and see. I said it many times on this show, nothing's definite. Nothing's definite at all. And for that right now, by the way, the NHL said today that they're not really interested in seeing their players go and participate in the Olympics. And they're not approving of it. And they're saying the Players Association as well is not approving of it. So, I'll say after Christmas, we'll hear from some players who basically feel that they want to participate in the Olympics. Not the NHL mandate and say why we can't go or why we cannot participate in the Olympics. Heh. I can't wait for that particular. And you know it's going to happen. With that, we're going to end this show saying, I've already said the main stuff there about watching yourself and staying safe. But really, Christmas is coming on there. A lot of people are traveling, seeing family and friends and good stuff there. Hey, please be kind, be gracious to each and everybody that you meet there. You know, just do your thing. I wish you all a very happy Merry Christmas and a gullible old New Year's upcoming there. We will be on Sunday. We will not be doing the show next Wednesday there after the holiday. I'm going to get me a week of refresh, relaxation, and fun bunny here, you know, safely, of course, here. So, hey, I'm just telling you the main stuff there. So, hey, button your hatches. Butch on Sports is a presentation always of Oh My Darling Productions. Check Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can also check out the main page of Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com. Just always type in SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com. You can also check it at the Game Sports Show and the GameSportsShow.podbean.com. Okay? Get it there. Main place is the GameSportsShow.podbean.com. And we will not be on the air this upcoming Monday for the Game Sports Show. Again, we are all getting a little rest and relaxation, joining family and friends. Or just getting rest, okay? So, hey, have a very merry holiday season there, boys and girls. We'll check you out on Sunday, okay? All righty now.